This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Worthy of the name. This is your IGN review of the PlayStation Pulse Elite headphones by Jaron Schneider. My first Sony-branded headphones were the Uncharted Special Edition PlayStation Gold headphones for the PS4, and I loved those so much, I followed them up with the Pulse 3D headphones when the PlayStation 5 came out. There was something about the ease of use, good sound quality, an approachable price, and a pretty decent microphone, too, that melded well together. Now the Pulse series is all grown up thanks to the new Pulse Elite headphones that not only promise to raise the bar on features and quality, but also the price. They're certainly not sitting at the top of the hill when it comes to the latter, but they're a fair bit more expensive than the standard Pulse 3D headphones, and in line with some of the best PS5 headsets. But despite that higher price, their comfort, sound quality, and a few excellent bonus features make them worthy of the Elite moniker. Sony has not shied away from avant-garde design in the PlayStation 5 era, and the Pulse Elite headphones are no exception. These look unusual. I don't mind them when viewed in profile while I'm wearing them, but head-on, I just don't like the domed look they give my head. The design is simple, since Sony clearly envisioned you using this headset mainly with a PS5. When connected, the PlayStation's on-screen interface gives you a ton of other customization options, such as sound mix, access to a customizable EQ, and more. All of this is great. One option that is confusingly not located in this menu is side tone. Given that the Pulse Elite provides a very good level of passive noise isolation thanks to full coverage of your ears, side tone is very important so you know how loud you're being, especially if you share your living space with someone else. These headphones are so detail-oriented that when watching YouTube videos, I was very clearly hearing the light rustle of the host's jacket against his lavalier microphone. These sounds are completely missing from other headphones I use regularly. This is somewhat distracting for that kind of content, but it's fabulous when combined with the PlayStation 5. Mixed with Sony's spatial audio, these headphones sound absolutely great in everything, from first-person shooters like Apex Legends to story-driven RPGs like Baldur's Gate 3. Much to my surprise, the headphones actually sound very good for listening to music, too. Typically, gaming headphones don't have the chops to provide a great music listening experience, but the Pulse Elites do. As mentioned, you won't get a deep, rumbling bass, but it will be present, and you'll hear it distinctly. While mids and vocals tend to be a bit de-emphasized, they are still clear and mix nicely with excellently rendered highs and lows. I'm very happy with the quality of the Pulse Elite headphones for the price. $150 for a pair of gaming-focused planar magnetic cans is quite the deal, especially when you consider the bonus features like PlayStation Link support and multipoint audio. The only downside is the microphone quality, where the $130 Logitech G Pro X and $150 SteelSeries Arctic 9 both perform better. The PlayStation Pulse Elite headphones are true to their name and provide top-tier performance across multiple metrics. The audio quality is spectacular for gaming, they're very comfortable, and the battery life is excellent. If you can get past the weak microphone and unusual design, their excellent usability and great sound quality make any other headphones hard to recommend for the PlayStation 5 at this price. The PlayStation Pulse Elite's headsets IGN score, 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on the PlayStation Pulse Elite, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you.
I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.